I am Sam, reporting from a new awareness. We are born into human form after the details of our new mind-body life on Earth are made. The tricky part of the process is that we agree to forget who we really are, spirits in human form, in a dream. We agree to forget that being human is just a game. Nothing in this or any universe is what it appears to be. Everything is just a projection of the mind. The unconscious mind is dominated by a sick thought system shared by everyone in this false universe. Humans are unconscious of the true reality as they appear to live in a world of duality. Consciousness is correctly identified as the domain of the ego. God didn't create this world of duality. Humans did. God knows only unconditional love, so it's not the nature of God to create anything of this world. Humans agreed to not wake up until it is time to do so. We may or may not have fulfilled our so-called contracts when we begin to wake up, and we may not wake up until we leave our mind body. If you don't learn your lessons, then you won't wake up to reality. Reality and love are natural and abstract. There are so many clues for us to tap into when we're ready to. Movies such as Chances Are and The Matrix, songs such as Serenade by the Steve Miller Band, The Wall by Kansas, and Silent Lucidity by Queensync. There are numerous books, commercials, and even common sayings with the word wake up that tell us things like, wake up and smell the coffee. All of these are meant to prompt our little mind to wake up to the fact that we are spirits in human form, part of one mind. In later years, Samantha would get many clues from books, and while reading Ultimate Journey, one clue would prompt her mind more than any other. Monroe notes, the entry ramps to the interstate is physical death as perceived by most human minds. The words would not surprise her as she remembered her son's choice to die on Interstate 95. Some humans, maybe all humans, choose their own clues before they're born to prompt them so they'll wake up from this dream we call life. I chose to wake up upon my son's transition. As souls, before birth, we made a deal that I would bring him into the dream, and he would wake me up when he left his physical body. Now, it's my charge to help others wake up. So, what did you choose to wake you up? Do you remember? Shine on, bright light.